Tell us how you found Subud. What was the occasion? Well,
probably I should do that one.
Okay.
I was in the Navy, and I had a master's degree in operations research systems analysis, and I was working for the Submarine Tactical Development Group in New London, Connecticut, and I had an office not much bigger than this rug, and in the office was a facing desk and two chairs, and that was it. During that time, I was really going through a spiritual crisis. I read the Bible from cover to cover. I read about Hindu and Shintoism, Buddhism, Taoism, Judaism, everything I could get my hands on. But the guy that was the civilian that was working for me was a guy by the name of Livingston Dodson. And he was the founder, one of the founders of Skymont. And they had just left Skymont. He invited us. Invita was a national helper at the time. And I happened to borrow a math book from Livingston. It was a tatty old book. I was looking for an algorithm. And in the cover of the book, it said John Dodson. I thought it might have belonged to his father. And I asked. And he said, no, it's mine. I said, well, this says John Dodson, and your name is Livingston Dodson. Well, after 3 days of questioning, I finally found out a little bit about Subud. And he handed me a book by...
Livingston just reeled him in.
He reeled him in, that's right. He was playing hard to get.
Well, it was. And I was very persistent. And he gave me a book called A Reporter in Subud by Virenda Vitashi. Yeah. And I read that book, and I knew right then and there that this is what I'd been looking for. And I also knew at that time that this was something I could not sell to Melanie. Mm. She had to discover this for herself. Mm. So I started getting these books and leaving them around the house, reading them, but leaving them around the house. And I also started doing something which I'd never done before, and that is go out in the evenings to listen to Livingston. And we were in that, this was at the end of 72, and around November or something. So we had this 3-month probation. I decided this is what I wanted. And meanwhile, Melanie picked up on it. And so she got a hold of Vita. And
I already knew.
He
does have some, I don't know, wise luncheons. And I tried to sell her soap. We were into some pyramid scheme where we were selling soap.
Amway? Was it Amway?
No, it was Vestline, but same idea. God, Vita was really nice about it.
This is Vita Dodson?
Yeah.
So she's, so you're finding the books laying around the house, and then...
I don't think I read the books. I think I have this sort of vague memory of his sitting on the couch, and he read me something one night. And all I remember is that something inside me sat up and said, whoa, here's something, pay attention to this, or whatever. And so I started going over to talk to Vita, and we ended up getting opened at the same time.
Same day. In fact, there was a group of Skymonters that were coming north for a concert up in Boston or something. And they came through, and that was the day.
Well, she invited people from around. There were some people from Hartford, from New York, who came up. And a lot of people we know today. Elisha Gullickson and his wife. Dalton Al, or
Elisha's late wife.
Late wife, yes. Right. Ruth and Melinda Plesher, Melinda Wallace, and her then husband. Who else was it? Dalton? Dalton Allen?
I think it was
sister.
Dalton.
His sister, Heather, who died.
Who just recently died. She was down.
So a lot of the people that she introduced us to then, we ended up meeting in Seattle. Yeah.
Years later.
Just kind of fun. Subud gets to be kind of a small world after a while.